Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 4 to 6. God always keeps his promises. We read in 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verses 14 to 17 like this, a portion of the prayer of King Solomon. Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you who keep his covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David my father. You have spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if your sons take heed to their way that they walk in my law, as you have walked before me. And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David. After building a magnificent temple for God and making a short inaugural speech before all the assembled elders, leaders, and all the people of Israel, King Solomon began his dedicatory prayer by reminding God that he always keeps his promises. God had kept his word thus far concerning his promises to David, and Solomon asked that his faithfulness might continue in the future. Falling on his knees on a platform built for this special occasion, Solomon displayed his humility as a model for the people. He first acknowledged the Lord as the only God, the covenant maker, and the covenant keeper who had fulfilled his promise to David about dynastic succession. Then he described the Lord as a God who keeps covenant and mercy. This was a bedrock belief for the Israelites that they worshipped a God who could be counted on to keep his promises. Only Jehovah God is different from everyone else in the world, as he alone made and kept a covenant with his people, something unheard of in the religious traditions of the nations. What Solomon declared to God as he began his prayer makes sense to every child of God who can reflect on God's faithfulness through his everlasting covenant and mercy. The word for mercy here connotes loyalty. It means that God is faithful to his servants, to those who walk before him with all their hearts, otherwise they would face divine retribution. God had made the following covenant to King David many years ago that we read in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 to 14. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Solomon was now asking God to fulfill all the covenant promises he had made with David, and that included establishing the throne of his descendants forever. We should note that this covenant will be ultimately fulfilled through Jesus Christ, who was born as a seed of David, whose kingdom will eventually be established forever and continue throughout eternity. God always performs what he promises through his word. In a world of uncertainty and fickle-minded people, we can trust in a faithful God who always keeps his promises. God has already given us exceedingly great and precious promises in his word, that through these we may be partakers of his divine nature. Let us cling closer to our God, who is trustworthy and who always keeps his promises. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 to 22, the words of Apostle Paul, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee."